It's hump day.
No. Not like you sick, twisted people. Cut it out. Get your mind out of the gutter. Good evening. Welcome to a Wednesday night installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz, otherwise known around here as Wednesdays with Roger. I'm your host for the next hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on this 14th day of September. Yeah, this month is nearly half over. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, before we bring Roger up, which I'm going to hold until just after the break, I am diligently working on some news information that came to me less than an hour ago. Many of you look back to yesterday's program where we discussed issues of racism. Racism emanating and arrogance emanating from the White House, emanating from sports personalities and musicians, people like Kanye West, people like Serena Williams with her ridiculous diatribe at the tennis match on Sunday. And I figured, okay, that's the end of it for now. You know, I've said what I had to say. Look, I've made no bones about it. I am an equal opportunity offender. I ride hard on Asians. I get on Hispanics, specifically those who are illegal invaders of this nation. I have no qualms about jumping on the French or the folks in the Middle East, whether they be Hindustani or Israeli or whatever the case may happen to be. I will get on poor dumb rednecks, dumb white people who are just so stupid that they probably never should have been born, but their parents were dumber because they had them. I don't just target a group of people because of race, but because of overall attitude by many within their race. And less than an hour ago, and this is a real bit of work that I'm having to do to prepare this to post, a news release per se came out. A group of blacks have filed a class action racial discrimination lawsuit against Obama and the Democrats. Interestingly enough, this is coming out of Seattle, Washington. So I want you to, later this evening, spend some time to go to federalobserver.com. You need to read this column. It is astounding. And along with it will be at the end of the article, will be a PDF with the entire legal brief. Now, we're cutting us some music here. A little bit of clarinet going on. When we come back, the late, great Roger Sales will be joining us. Oh, no, he's not late. I'm late.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy.
Again, with a little Chris Bode on life, liberty, and all that jazz. Before we went to the break, I had mentioned to you this column that I'm preparing. It came to me from an individual who wrote this second. It doesn't ring a bell. It is. It came to me from a representative of one of the Tea Parties, Woody Herzog, Washington State Coordinator for the organization calling themselves Tea Party Patriots. And for those of you who think a Tea Party is a bunch of doo-doo cock, it doesn't make a lot of difference. You have to understand it started as a concept. But the basis of this article entitled The 9/11 Black Attack on Democrats, Blacks File Class Action Racial Discrimination Suit Against Obama and Democrats. Suing Obama and the Democratic Party for racism would be a joke if the plaintiffs were anyone other than the Reverend Wayne Perriman, a respected, get this, folks, black minister and community activist. Perriman, an author, lecturer, former newspaper publisher, radio talk show host who's received a multitude of honors and awards for his work and community service, was recently recognized by Chairman Benjamin Jealous of the NAACP for his latest research on racism in politics. On September 11th, Perriman brought together blacks from the West Coast and the East Coast to sign one of the most comprehensive legal briefs ever prepared for a racial discrimination lawsuit. Do you get it, folks? And like I said, we'll have this thing posted tonight, but here is a black man with a whole bunch of other black men from both the East and West Coast coming together that said, we have had enough of Obama's racism and that of the Democrat Party. Roger Sales, good evening and welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz.
Thank you, Jeff. Always a pleasure to be back with you on a Wednesday and your audience.
Man,
and
this is some interesting commentary, man.
Well, I was going to say, and discuss these issues which are so prevalent and so important in these days, especially with, you know, the information, and I'm sure there's some new listeners to these Wednesday night shows all the time, but to the folks that do understand the concept and have been with us for a while, to understand the implications of all of this. And I know that a couple of weeks ago, as we were signing out of one of the shows, we were talking about maybe we'd get around to this black topic because you've done some shows on it lately, and because it is the center, if you will, of this battle that we fight, at least on the jurisdictional issue with these people that call themselves our countrymen. So it's important to understand all, at least I don't know all, if we could cover that here, but certainly some of the more important implications and of that. To those of you who don't know or that are new, they've basically set up an alternative political status in this country with the 14th Amendment. It's called a federal citizen. If you wanted to generalize it as a label, you could call it a 14th Amendment citizen. It's the same thing. You could also call it a resident of a state, because if you declare yourself to be a resident president of a state, you've essentially declared yourself to be the same thing. And you see, it's not tyranny, because tyranny is if they come in and tell you what you are. But you see, they've asked you what you are, and you answered yes and told them, hey, I'm a slave. I'm this federal citizen that this amendment was passed for after the Civil War. And so they've got every right to regulate and administrate those regulations upon you. And the whole thing was fostered around the black man. And it's interesting in the Civil War, and I've got some stuff to read to you from even laws preceding the Civil War tonight. But I wanted to talk about this black issue, as I know Jeff has, in a little more of contemporary terms, in the standpoint of the fact that this is one of the linchpins of our traditional enemies' plan against us and their battle plan. And, you know, you've heard many weeks we refer back to Sun Tzu, thousands of years ago, the Chinese general. And if you don't, it's not a very long read. You can find it anywhere on the web. Even if you don't read the book, it would behoove you to become familiar with the concepts, because they're around you every day. And if you don't think that's true, just look no further than the Israeli intelligence agency's Mossad's motto. By way of deception, we shall do war or make war. So that's classic Sun Tzu, and you can see it as we just got finished with this 9/11 memorial, if you want to call it that, this past weekend. And it pretty well, you have to be kind of deaf, dumb, and blind not to understand who was involved in that, all that chicanery and that tragedy. So these things are very important to understand those concepts, and the concept is just about as old as Sun Tzu would be a Chinese guy named Confucius that said divide and conquer.
And well, they've been doing a very good job at doing that, and I think that, to be honest with you, I will have this column posted at federalobserver.com before you and I get off the air, and it's very interesting because they discuss those very issues within this column. Now, I need the audience to understand something. This program, Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz, is not going to turn into a, quote, black bashing program. That's not the issue. The issue is that there are some big issues going on in this country, and it, frankly, correct me if I'm wrong, Roger, has nothing to do with color. Period.
Well, it really doesn't. It has to do with slavery, and, you know, it's just the opposite of black bashing. It would be almost like black educating. You know,
absolutely.
And I've mentioned several times on this show that, you know, one of my great hopes is that somebody, when we get this book out here, hopefully in a couple of weeks, and make it available to people, I answer that to Art, who sent me an email last week about us mentioning it. I got a book coming out. We've been working on it for years, and it's just about being finished, edited. It's far better than it was before it got edited, and this is a lifetime of about probably 60-plus years of legal research by three different people. So you're going to get, as the old guy that came and said he wanted the whole load, you know, and they gave him the whole presentation. He said, well, I didn't mean for you to give me the whole thing. I'm going to give you the whole load in this book, and even though it's fairly short and concise, it's got tremendous power because, as they were discussing on the previous program, it's this need for truth. And through all the years I've been trying to get this concept out, and people weren't ready to listen, per se. I think they're ready to listen now. And so as we get that out and you can study this and learn this and see where it's affecting and happening all around your life and all around the world, really. And the thing is, Jeff, as I've mentioned several times and would mention again, this isn't something that you just get exposed to and you go, okay, well, now I know it. Because mm-hmm. it's such a dramatic concept that has such implications in all of our lives daily, long-term, short-term, historical, etc., that you have to filter all that information down through your consciousness and through a lot of situations to understand how that applies to you, how it has implicated you, how it's affected you. And if you're one of those people that has what it takes, and I don't know what that is, that is wanting to make a change and become a belligerent claimant for your rights. And I don't say this out of theory. I say this out of personal experience. I just recently received my third passport in the last 4 years. That's one initial one, a temporary one when that one was stolen. And then I just turned in my temporary one with the embassy in Buenos Aires and got my third permanent one, all three using that affidavit. And never once have I ever been questioned. Okay. And so what I've done is I've declared, as Justice Learned Hand said in one of his decisions, to claim your rights, you have to be a belligerent claimant. And that's what I did. I went through a properly drafted legal document. I executed it properly. I filed it properly, and I notified the proper people so that they have, you know, the part of due process, which is notice. They got notice. They got a right to be heard. If that information isn't correct, they need to come talk to me about it. And you know what? In 20 years, none of them have felt so moved to do so. They just do what I ask them to do.
Well, you're doing what they ask you to do, but ultimately what they do is up to them.
Well, it's up to them determining on what you've told them. Yeah. If you've told them you're a slave and they want to go enforce and administrate some regulation on you, then they've got every right to do so because they own you. You know, I heard yesterday on one of the notorious other networks, an interview with a guy that I really respect. I've spoken with him on the phone some years ago briefly, and I've read his publication for years and known about him. And his name's, he's one of those Texas boys too, and his name's Al Adask. And Al's a heck of a good guy, you know. He was a roofer.
Yeah, he is. Al's been around a long time, and he's paid his dues. He's a guy who's gone behind bars, and he's suffered for fighting the good fight is what it comes down to.
You know, it's got an interesting history. It always interests me how people get into this fight, because I've maintained for years that it's kind of like the Roman Colosseum. You know, there's a lot of doors all around you. You never knew which one they were going to send the lion or the bear or whatever it was out at you through. And that's kind of the way it is here, is there's a lot of different doors to open to get in and to an understanding of at least that something's wrong, and a treadmill to run on or a thread to follow, whichever one you want to, whether it's, you know, in Al's case, he was in a bad divorce and got raped in family court, and that's how he came in. You know, I came in through the taxes door. I didn't have a tax problem at the time. I just had a curiosity and a knowledge that something was wrong for 20-something years, and that was the thread that I followed. We're running out of time.
We're running out of time. We got music here. We'll be right back, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
With romance, too many bedrooms, I slept in by chance.
Does that kind of fit our life at one point in time or not? Too many bedrooms, we slept in by chance? I mean, not that we were loosey-goosey here, but you know.
Well, there were some that were, probably still
yes,
are.
Absolutely. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Raj, pick up and continue your thought process. We were kind of discussing the 14th Amendment, discussing a wide range of issues. Go ahead and
pick it up. Well, I'd like to pick up on the Al Adask thing because I wanted to give Al some credit. It was a great interview, and but he was some of the things he was pontificating are it's funny because how we all reach these same conclusions. And he's come to a very religious, spiritual basis himself, which is, you know, where to me, most of the people that I know that have been in this for a while, even if they were very anti-spiritual or religious when they got exposed to it, have found that as the pot at the end of the rainbow, because it is a spiritual battle when you really understand the information and you sift it down and try and put it on a ledger sheet reasoning like a Ben Franklin close. I mean, it's a spiritual battle. And I had a hard time with that at first couple of years, because I'd been a little bit jaded and brainwashed by the machine. But, you know, you just keep getting hit in the head with this stuff. But what I was going to say, that Al mentioned a couple of things. He recently, I guess he won some court case there where he was a trustee for a company that manufactured colloidal silver, and the feds went after them. And in his research, he went back into the Texas law on drugs, and he found in the law, basic law on drugs, where they classified talking about drugs and its application to man and other animals.
Interesting.
It didn't say just man and animals. It said man and other animals. So his defense on that trial was a religious defense, that he was shaped in the image of God, and he won that case.
Okay.
So, but there's a couple of things that he said that really struck me, and one of them was talking about, you know, the fact that when they're having to use force, they're losing, because their plan is based on trickery and deceit. And you see, that's getting exposed at every corner. And I thought that was a very profound point that he made. And it's one of those things, you know, it's funny how you come on these things over the years, that ideas will hit you. And it's not that you haven't known it before, but it's that you've never looked at it quite in that perspective before. And it becomes profound where otherwise you just accepted it. And so that's what that statement is. Another thing he was talking about was, he said, you don't have to fight them with guns because their battle is words. And, you know, that's what we've been talking about here, Jeff, and hopefully instructing and teaching and illuminating people about is the way these words have been used to trick you. You know, it's a sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can just enslave me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought that was a tremendous comment from him. And he also, around that topic, talked about leaderless cells. Now, leaderless cells is, as you go back to the militia movement and all that around Oklahoma City and all of those times so many years ago, you know, leaderless cells is the one thing they can't fight because they can't get in and corrupt it and shut it down.
Yeah, that makes sense. And let's face it, you know that in the early days of our having, in effect, met over the airwaves, it was a very strong period of time in modern America of the militias. And some of them were malicious, and some of them were militias in the true sense of the word. And yet this was always one of the biggest problems is the infiltration. And Michigan was a perfect example. You had three different factions of the Michigan militia, all of whose leaders were warring amongst each other. It became too easy because they had leaders to be able to get inside, and that's exactly what happened. They were infiltrated.
Yeah, and they like to get people in there and set up the divide and conquer scheme too, you know. I mean, that one they've been using, and we were talking about that in relation to blacks earlier. I hate to digress, but, you know, there's an old in the congressional record from back around the turn of last century with some Jewish, I don't know if he was senator or congressman, getting up and talking about how they were going to superimpose blacks into super athleticism and this, that, and the other, and it was, I wish I could go back and find that specific a bit out of the congressional record because it was quoted out of a book. And it basically was a prophecy of what has happened in the society. And, mm-hmm. you know, you go back and you start following this black issue and you find out that by their own account of Jewish writers, the slave trade was totally controlled by the Jewish merchants, and not only in the United States, but certainly even more so in the Caribbean. And so if you want to look at this as a dialectic, even from the start of the country, even though they were making money, they were setting up this twin, like a railroad a track that goes down and one parallels the other, this parallel form of political status called a citizen of the United States, federal citizen, citizen of a state, etc.
Right.
In order to switch you to it.
Well, we got to go back. We're going to go out on this break with the lovely Renee Olmsted, and we will be back and keep on trucking. Stay with us, won't you, please?
Yes, I love him. So I'm going to walk.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You can never go wrong with Billie Holiday. Welcome back. We're on the last half hour. I got to tell you, this is one of these things I'm really getting sad, Roger, that we don't have 2 hours each week because, number one, I would have no problem filling 2 hours, but we get together and do these programs. You know, we start out in one area. 30 minutes later, we're still kind of on it, but let's get back to where we left off. And by the way, the article is now posted, but just wait till the program is over, then go read it. Go ahead, man. Hello, hello. Where are we? Oops. I guess I better keep talking. It looks like we may have lost Roger.
Hola.
Oh, you're there.
Okay. Shouldn't have.
I thought you were disappointed.
Hola, heard... hola.
Hola, hola.
So, all right. Well, I'm back. Okay. Not good. Aloha. Not aloha like some other Michael, you know, talk show host. This is hola. That's hello in Spanish. So anyway, we were talking about the fact that, what we've learned over all of these months, and I think has been adequately demonstrated, is that, you know, we're under this merchant law. And if you go back and think about and study about and read about the historical accounts of the merchants were the ones that ran the slave trade even before the United States was an entity. So you got history that goes back, and they certainly knew about the slave trade. And because of all of the European activity of the black nobility and the English feudal system, they certainly knew about that system. And all they did was just superimpose this very indistinguishable, subtle form of complete slavery over to where the slave thinks he's free. And they tell him he's free, and he goes around telling people he's free. And and he goes and fights their wars for resources they're trying to control and gives up his life thinking it's for this freedom that he doesn't even have. So it's like I was saying about Al-Adask, it's very important that you understand these words and that you have a working understanding of them and that you understand these concepts. And I know that for many of you, once you get something to read and study, that will be a lot easier for you, and I totally understand that. But I think that you'll find many, many years of intense study condensed down into a manageable, although you might want to take it in bites, account of exactly what's happened to us from a legal and historical and spiritual point of view.
So anyway, we were talking about that and Al had asked and how important this black thing is that we kind of started the program talking about. And I wanted to just impute a little bit of my personal experience. And that is, I was raised in the Air Force. My father was an Air Force pilot, career officer, and I was always brought up to take a man for what he is and not what color he is. And that training that my family brought me up with stuck at least until I was in my mid-20s, and I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and in the music industry. And Atlanta is has a huge black population. And unfortunately, what happened to me for the first time in my life is I kind of experienced reverse discrimination, just like these black preachers have done. And, you know, if you get into the cycle of hate, which is the cycle of this schematic of a plan that they have, and hate escalates. And I think the really important thing for us to all understand, and this was kind of Jesus's teachings, you know, is that if you don't hate, you break the cycle. Because if you continue to hate back, all it does is escalate. Okay.
Well, it is interesting you bring that up. Robbie, a couple of months ago, Robbie Noel had sent me, we continue to find links that we share with each other that deal with going back over this last 15, 16 years. Some of it is stuff that we had in common. And there were a series of articles written back in the mid to late 90s that continue to talk about what the liberal media referred to as hate radio. And I think the only thing that any of us ever hated was the direction this nation had taken. And but you're absolutely right. If hate becomes a part of your psyche, frankly, it ain't even healthy for you physically.
Well, don't forget that little limerick, that saying that we used one night that a friend of mine coined there in the Atlanta area, and that was, to those who hate the truth is hate.
Yes, exactly.
Now, that's profound, man.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's very true. And as we've covered on this show numerous times, once you understand these concepts and you have a grasp of it, and it starts getting to be automatic because the curtain raises for you. It's like the little Toto dog in the Wizard of Oz, little Carn Terrier, comes and grabs that little curtain and pulls it back, and there's the old man, because you can see all of their moves. You can see how they've imposed this jurisdiction, and they're controlling you through these regulations and these agencies as if you're an animal, because to them you are an animal. And why is that, do you think, Jeff?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I know anything anymore.
I can tell you how I look at it. Is the reason they can write those laws and do that is because they totally own you under this feudal system of slavery. You are their property, just like an owner would own a horse or a cow or a pig or a dog or a chicken.
So you're suggesting we are animals, or more appropriately, sheep.
Well, yes, you can use that because it's got such a great connotation and usage. But, you know, when you own a piece of property, you can do anything you want with it, and you are their property. And what have they done besides regulate you and tax you and try and kill you and all this stuff, take away your supplements and control your farms and not let you eat food? I'm going to talk about that here in a second. It is because they own you. And they can also take you and pledge you as collateral for the bonds that they're having such trouble with all over the world right now.
There we go. We're back to those words, stocks and bonds, a very colonial type of I worked for a guy years ago that used to make a point of talking to the audience about stocks and bonds. In other words, as in the old days of Nathaniel Hawthorne's Scarlet Letter, you were held in stocks and you were held in bondage.
Well, you know, and as I've said before, bond is the root word of bondage.
Yes.
Okay? And that's how they're bonding you. You're the collateral for the bond, and that's what your taxes are. Okay? So that's the way the system kind of has set up. I wanted to Let me see if I can bring this up real quick, if I can find it. A couple of legal things that have come up this past week that I wanted to look at, and now I can't get my little stupid computer to work, Jeffrey.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. I was going to talk about the FDA here. If I can get this this thing to cooperate for a second, I'll do just that. The FDA put out a ruling, and wow. And it talked about that, and I don't have the specifics because I can't get, because Chrome doesn't want to cooperate. But basically what they did was they charged some people with goat milk and selling raw goat milk products, etc. And in their decision there that they wrote down, and if I can get this thing back open in a second, I'll read it to you. And it says that they have no fundamental right to choose the kind of food they're going to put in their bodies.
Interesting.
So why don't they have any kind of a fundamental right to the food they're going to put in their bodies? Because they tell you you don't. Because you're not a human being. You're one of these animals that they own.
You know, every time we have this discussion, the terminology or the discussion of animals comes up, it truly makes me want to go back into a program that I did on the airwaves in both 2009 and 2010, dealing with this modern-day mentality of Animal Farm. And I think I've shared with you that when I did this, and of course I went back and had to do some editing. I don't think I actually did a live rendering the second year. I just did a little bit of editing and updated it. But throughout the course of the entire one-hour program, I was playing Pink Floyd in the background. And not because I was ever particularly into that kind of music, but a few years ago, I had a reason to download a Pink Floyd piece of music called Money, and not realizing some of the other work that they had done, I had heard bits and pieces. I dropped in and began to listen to it and realize how profound they were, probably one of the most profound so-called rock and roll bands that ever existed, very political in their commentary and dealing with this whole Animal Farm mentality. Very powerful. I'm seriously contemplating editing it and sending it down to RBN and having that thing run upon occasion, because I think people finally understand exactly what's meant by Animal Farm. Everybody drops the words. Amazing how many people drop the words have never read the books.
Well, they like telling you what they're going to do to you, you know. And so you can go back and read all of that stuff in the old documents. And I'm having all kinds of problems. I can't get my Google account to open. So anyway, we'll, I can't read you the stuff unless we can fix it at the break that I was going to read you. Excuse me. So we'll just talk about it. And what I was going to talk about was the FDA case and the reason that they are able to do this. And every other thing around is because you are that, what's the magic word? We're talking about, like Al Adassa, you don't fight with guns, you fight with words. And because you're a person. And a person is an entity to whom the law ascribes rights and duties. So if you're ascribed no rights or privileges, as in civil rights, then you owe no correlative duties. So one of the things I was going to read you here before this started happening, wait a minute, we might have some success, is a is an FDA a prosecution against these poor people that were trying to take care of their health. And it basically told them that they could not eat the kind of food they wanted to put into their body because they didn't have a basic right to do that. And so anyway, it's once again, you see it in all of these enforcements and all these actions. You know, you can see the laws we talked about in the past against all of the financial persecution and prosecution that they're putting around the world with all of these different acts and pieces of legislation. And you go back, and those are all written for citizens of the United States and residents. Okay? So if you're not of that political status where they can issue regulations that pertain to you in their jurisdiction and that they can administrate against you with one of their agents, if none of those fall under you, then you just don't have any any loyalty or allegiance there. Mm-hmm. I was going to read here, Jeff, the very first, if I can get it here, the very first naturalization law of the United States of America. And this is on March 26th, in the year 1790. And this is at First Stat 103. And what that means legally is there's a group of books called the Statutes at Large. And that's where the real law is, not the United States Code, which is written for to, you know, administer to slaves. It's the real law. Okay. And it says, Section 1, it's Chapter 3, it's an act to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. How much time we got, Jeff? I don't want to butt into.
You know, we probably only got about maybe 2.5 minutes before break.
Okay. Well, let me see for what I can get through. Be it enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America and Congress assembled, that any alien, being a free white person, who shall have resided within the limits and under the jurisdiction of the United States for a term of 2 years, may be admitted to become a citizen thereof on application to any common law court of record in any one of the states wherein he shall have resided for a term of 1 year at least, and making proof to the satisfaction of such court that he is a person of good character, and taking an oath or affirmation prescribed by law to support the Constitution of the United States, which oath or affirmation shall court shall administer, and the clerk of court shall record such application and the proceedings thereof. And thereupon such person shall be considered as a citizen of the United States. And the children of such person, so naturalized, dwelling within the United States, being under the age of 21 years, at the time of such naturalization, shall be considered as citizens of the United States. And the children of citizens of the United States that may be born beyond sea or out of the limits of the United States shall be considered as natural-born citizens, provided that the right of citizenship shall not have descended to persons whose fathers have never been resident of the United States, provided that no person heretofore prescribed by any state shall be admitted a citizen as aforesaid, except by an act of the legislature of the state in which the person was prescribed. And that was passed on March 26th of 1790, and it was signed into law by President George Washington.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So here's something else.
You know, we've only got seconds left before the break, but it's interesting that so much that was said 200, 300, 400 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, it all just keeps coming back around. It all just keeps, and yet, man still tries to get in and muck the whole thing up.
Well,
and
it's incredible.
Unfortunately, it's because those who muck it up are well read. The average sheep doesn't bother to read.
Well,
the
what
answers are out there.
What did we say? Those who know history can repeat it in half the time over those who
exactly.
don't.
Exactly.
So, and I guess we're getting close on time. But here's something else. This is from the Natural Immigration and Nationality Act, section 101, paren A, paren 22. The term national of the United States means A, a citizen of the United States, or B, a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. Now, how could you not, you know, be a citizen and owe permanent allegiance? So there's your national right there. And you owe allegiance to the United States because you fall under the rightful Constitution and God-given rights.
We'll be right back with some final comments for this week from Roger Sales.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Richie Connick, where can you spare a dime? Welcome back to the final few moments. A couple of quick things before we go back to Roger. Tomorrow, I will not be live in the studio. I do expect to be live from the ocean. I'm heading out of here for a few days. I'm grabbing the wife. I'm not going to Texas. I'm going to snort some salt water and go visit my great aunt over this weekend. And so I'll be planning on broadcasting from possibly Seaside tomorrow night. Friday night we'll be airing a rerun. I'm not sure which one yet. I'm still working on that. And finally, at federalobserver.com, we have the article posted that we spoke of earlier in this program tonight, dealing with a lawsuit against Barack Hussein Obama and the Democratic Party, suing them for racism. That'll keep you busy for a while. Raj, what do we got cooking here for the rest of this hour? So we only got about 2.5-3 minutes.
I'm not sure, Jeff. I got so much left to talk about we could talk about, but we'll just have to contain it for another week. I could see if we could squeeze this in on this law of person, this meaning of the word person, because that's the pivotal word in their scheme. Breaking this, Mississippi Supreme Court rules on Amendment 26, and it says it dismissed a plaintiff's case, but I want to read this part of the opinion from the Mississippi Supreme Court. To be clear, it is the providence of this this court to interpret the meaning of the Mississippi Constitution, and no opinion issued by this court has interpreted the meaning of the word person as it is used throughout the Constitution. The dissent worries that Measure 26 seeks to modify the definition of person or persons as they appear in the Mississippi Constitution. By those terms have never been defined. Therefore, Measure 26 cannot modify a definition that does not exist. And so what the Mississippi Supreme Court's telling you, never in their history have they gone back and defined the word person. And what's happening is these people are going around and trying to say that unborn fetuses are persons. And what they don't understand is when they're doing that, they're sentencing these unborn fetuses to slavery, because they're going to take that word person and apply it to the 14th Amendment and give them civil rights.
All right. So having said that, what does that mean? That we should just go ahead and allow abortion just to protect these kids from these unborn fetuses from becoming slaves? Because that opens up a whole different can of worms.
I don't even want to get into that. The point I'd like to stress is how important it is to understand these concepts. And the fact, if you want to be a leaderless cell out there and something that they can't defeat, you can become a leader of one by learning this stuff, where you too can become a teacher. And you don't even have to be a great teacher. All you have to do is understand the concepts and have the information ready to put in somebody's hands if they're one of God's people, where this falls on their ears and tickles them and goes into their breast and it burns for liberty. And that's the way we're going to win this thing, okay?
I keep thinking I'm hearing music, but it's in my head, man.
No, man, it's in your headphones. So become an army of one, okay? Become an army of one. Educate yourself.
We'll be back here next week with another installment with Raj. If I was better positioned and he didn't have plans to head off to where he's going down to the peaks and the valleys over this weekend, I think I'd have him back for another night tomorrow night. You folks take care. I'll talk to you tomorrow night from Seaside. Take care of yourselves.
Ciao.
Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming.